Discussions with Ajahn Suchin in India, October 2001. Recorded by Jonathan. Edited by Tom, Sarah, and Jonathan. Discussions in Saranath. Participants include Jonathan, Nina, Shin, Tom, Com, Beverly, L, and Jack. Well, firstly, thank you very much, Ajahn, for arranging this session this afternoon. I'd like to ask a question about developing satipatthana in daily life, and particularly something I've been considering on this trip, and that is you often mention on the tapes and in the talks, benpumi pokati jaran satipatthana nanchi vipajamanham. References to benpumi pokati jaran satipatthana. So I'm wondering if you could just expand a little on this in English. The awareness of the realities that are appearing at the present moment is what satipatthana is all about, and only when that has been developed naturally, so that it, as it were, becomes effortless, or it should be effortless actually from the beginning, but as it develops, then it becomes more frequent. But I'd just like you to say a bit more about
The purpose of studying is to be able to understand reality which appears now. So no matter you read a lot of Tipitaka, but if there is no understanding of reality which appears now, it's useless. So by understanding this, I think that Buddha taught all the time about development of reality which appears, development of panya, which can understand reality of this moment. Because in Pali, it is samma titti, and samma is right, and titti is understanding. So it's not just right understanding by thinking, but now, at moment of seeing, these are nama, which experiences the visible object now. So just hearing this and try to do something different or something else is useless. And if we do try the other way, how can there be the understanding of reality which now appearing? We will not understand any reality which appears all day through eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body and mind. That's why when we study the teachings, we should understand that we are now listening in order to understand, to develop the understanding of the visible object, which appears as just a reality. Before this, we usually think in terms of people and things all the time. But in reality, what can be seen is just a reality which can impinge the eye sense or the eye base and condition the seeing at this moment. That's all, for just a moment, different from hearing and the other doorway. So by understanding that Dhamma is what appears now, whatever appears, no matter when and where, then by having such firm and sound foundation of understanding this, it can condition the moment of sammasati, right awareness. So if there is no understanding about the difference between the sati at level of hearing or considering right now, there must be sati which performs its function unknowingly. All cetasikas perform their function unknowingly all the time. Even the seeing moment, the passa cetasika, the vedana sanya cetana ekakata shivittindriya manasikara, these seven cetasikas are performing their function together with citta at moment of seeing. But who knows? Nobody knows about this if Buddha didn't tell us about this at all. But when one begins to study the teachings, it doesn't mean that one can understand like Buddha at all. But one knows oneself how much one can understand by not just considering, but by developing the understanding of the characteristic of realities. For example, the citta has its characteristic different from cetasika. This is very beginning. We heard when we read from the book and heard from the others about the citta and the cetasika. But now the citta is not cetasika, because the cetasika has its own function like passa and vedana. But citta is the faculty of of experiencing an object, just that. So in order to develop the understanding of nama, dhamma, because there are two kinds of dhamma, the rupa dhamma and the nama dhamma. Rupa, which appears in daily life, are only 7 rupas only. Visible object, sound, smell, taste, and tangible objects, and 3 tangible objects. So altogether, there are only 7 rupas out of 28 classes of rupa. Because now, who knows about the vikara rupa or other rupa like the heart base? Because in the 5 khandhas plane, there must be the rupa which citta arises from, that rupa, which is the basis. There are 6 bases: eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, and heart base. But who knows about those rupa? For example, we talk about the eye base. Who knows about the eye base? We hear about it, but never know about it. If there is no awareness and the development of panya enough to be able to experience it. So we should not expect to experience any kind of reality. But by developing understanding, it's the function of sati itself to be aware by itself, by conditions, to be aware of this object or that object. That's why there should be the detachment from the very beginning, because usually people are attached to the result, very, very attached to the result. As soon as one sits, one expects to experience something more, not just the ordinary one. So by understanding that it's not the path to have more and more attachment, but the path is to have less and less attachment. That is the right path. Because now, even the nama and rupa arises and falls away so fast, nobody can experience that at all from the very beginning. But there can be the moment of beginning to develop the understanding of nama, that reality which now experiences an object. And the object, which when it's the visible object or sound, it is a kind of rupa, that's all. By learning about different moments as it is, there can be more and more detached from taking all these realities from I or self. So it's the way to detach all the way, along the way, from the beginning to the end. Because one knows that the lopa or tanha is the samutaya, the cause of all sankhara dhamma. Whenever there is attachment to sankhara dhamma, it's impossible to attain the characteristic of nibbana, to experience nibbana. Because nibbana cannot be experienced by lopa or attachment, by doing anything except having less and less ignorance about realities which appear in daily life.
But I think we need to know a lot about the realities that don't appear anyway, because do we also need to know a lot about the realities that don't appear in order for there to be the basis for more understanding of those realities that do appear?
But one shouldn't forget that why do we study all those realities as well? But one shouldn't think that one can experience to be interested so much that one ignore the reality which appears, that that should be the object of studying. For example, for seeing right now, should it be the object of studying? Or should we think about the other object which does not appear? We can study in order to know that Buddha had enlightened all those realities as they are. But who are we now, and on what step are we now? Everyone sees. But it can be the reminder whether there is moment of awareness. It's not like concentration, because awareness is not concentration. Sati is not samadhi. So how these are different? Because you see that by having samadhi, the self is trying to concentrate on an object. The self is trying to concentrate on the object. So there is no detachment. But when there are, when there is more and more understanding of realities, even right now, the satipatthana can arise, like seeing can arise, hearing can arise by conditions. By understanding that all dhammas are anatta, sati must be anatta. All dhammas are anatta. So when sati does not arise yet, it indicates that the studying of realities are not enough to condition right awareness. Because right awareness is very natural as seeing now, or hearing now, or touching now. Because after seeing, usually there is the thinking, or the process of thinking arise after the seeing, usually. When there is hearing, the process of thinking follows instantly. But sati can arise instead of thinking. When there is enough condition for sati to arise. For example, in a day, there must be many moments of touching. Tangible objects appear many times. But there is no awareness, no studying, no beginning of understanding tangible object as just a reality. There is touching. The citta experiences softness or hardness. Usually it is like that. But when awareness arises, it's a little bit more than that, just a little bit, which follows or which is there, studying the characteristic by itself. And sati also falls away, and it can arise again, or it does not arise again at will. It depends on conditions, no matter it arises or not. So one begins to understand the very natural awareness which follows the seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, thinking. Very natural. With detachment, that there is no desire to have it again and again, more and more. So it's the very, very long time or long way to go for the development of satipatthana. In Pali, the word of the long way is jira kala pavana. Jira is long, and kala is time, and pavana is development. It takes time, very, very long time. But it knows, it can understand reality, because there are realities now. So it just depends on conditions, whether or not sati arise.
So the test is the present moment and whether there is understanding of the reality at the present moment. But when it comes to, say, seeing an invisible object, for example, there's only so much that one can study in the book about that, because, there isn't much to study, as it were, just about the moment of seeing. But when it comes to other realities, such as lopa, which is a reality that we are familiar with and does appear to us also, there's a lot of different kinds of lopa, and so it's helpful, I think, to study about that and know how many different kinds of lopa there are and what they're different lopa that arises with different doorways, you know,
and that sort of thing, because these are all realities that appear in daily life. And same, yeah.
Does one really know Lopa?
No, by thinking. But that was, I was always doubting about that, because I have heard that when we don't know the difference between Nama and Rupa, we cannot be aware of Lopa or Dosa. But it's wrong to say that, I feel, because it depends whether it appears or not. But can it appear when we don't know Nama as Nama?
It appears, but it's me. Lopa is me. Yeah. It appears. When there is no understanding, Lopa is me.
But I mean awareness of Lopa and Dosa.
There can be awareness in order to know that Lopa is just a mental reality. No one at that very moment. Because you see that we keep on talking about the Rupa and the Nama very fluently. Anytime when we was asked whether this is Nama or Rupa, we can say instantly that it's Nama and it's Rupa. But what about this moment of seeing and the moment of hearing? Does one really see the different tattoo, different element? One can experience an object, and it must experience. Whenever it arises, it has to experience an object that is Nama. It's different from Rupa, because Rupa cannot experience any object at all. And what about this moment? It's in the book, the Nama and Rupa, or it's now. But it's impossible just to be able to understand the difference of Nama and Rupa right now without studying. No intellectual understanding at all, and one expect that there can be a moment that Nama would appear and Rupa would appear, because that is only expectation. But right understanding is not expectation at all. It's the development of understanding, and that person knows how it grows little by little, and it can understand reality which appears better and better, but little by little. Otherwise, one will see people and things all the time. Never know that it's only visible object which can be seen, and the rest are only thinking about visible object which is seen all the time. So whenever sati arises, it's the moment which panya can study or begin to understand the reality which appears, which are different. One is the characteristic which can experience and now experiencing an object, and the other is experience the rupa.
So we can begin to be aware of Lopa, or is it too difficult for us beginners?
One might think that one is aware of Lopa, but what's the result of being aware?
To detach.
To know that it's a reality, a mental reality. So the point is to developing the understanding of the true nature of realities, which is not self, because it's the mental phenomena or the mental reality, that's all. Because all the time there must be the idea of self. I see, I hear, I think, I'm getting angry, I have Lopa, I have Dosa. But Lopa is conditioned to arise. And in order to really understand Lopa as Lopa, not me or not my Lopa anymore, is by beginning to know that that is a reality. It has its own characteristic, because Lopa is different from Dosa. Not just knowing that, oh, I know that this is Lopa, or I know that this is Dosa. That is not the understanding of Lopa as a mental reality, or Dosa as mental reality. When there is the mental development of understanding, it's like begin to read or to learn or to hear about Dhamma, because it must be the understanding of the meaning of Dhamma. Because we know that Dhamma is Dhamma. This is by learning or by hearing. Dhamma is Dhamma. But when there is awareness, it's the moment of knowing the characteristic of Dhamma. in order to know that there are all dhammas every day. No one in the dhamma at all. From moment to moment, from one characteristic to another characteristic, by developing understanding the true nature of reality. Not I see lopa or I know lopa. That is I who knows or who observe or who notice it. But satipatthana is not like that. It's the moment of developing awareness with understanding. Not only awareness, but when there is right understanding, there is awareness for sure. Sati is there. So it's not the intention to have more sati. What for? But when there is understanding, sati is there already. That's why for the Eightfold Path, the first one is Sammatiti. And it goes with each moment, little by little. For example, if one does not hear about the development of satipatthana at all, how can there be conditions for awareness to be aware? No way. But by having more understanding of the characteristic of sati at different levels, for example, sati, which is awareness of a characteristic, is different from sati now, which arises with panya, which can understand by considering. And it's not I who is considering. It's the sati and all cetasikas itself, which arise with citta and performs its function one characteristic, only one, together with citta. Like vedana is vedana. Vedana cannot be sanya. Sanya is sanya. Each one arises with citta together at one time. Even right now, we keep on knowing or understanding by hearing that vedana, sanya, cetatana. But now they are, at this very moment, arising with citta. It's like when we say that we know lopa and there is awareness of lopa, but it's thinking about lopa or being aware of lopa.
But we should not say we cannot be aware of lopa. That is not possible.
Sati can be aware of any reality, but by knowing the characteristic of nama, it means that one begins to know the lopa, which is nama. Lopa easy to be aware of? What is easy to be aware of?
Nothing.
If there is no awareness of reality as nama and rupa yet, we just call it or name it dosa. If there is no development of understanding of the characteristic of nama, we just call it dosa. Dosa is like dosa every day.
John, I still don't understand what you mean by dosa is still dosa every day, because the dosa feeling is very different from lopa feeling.
Yeah. But dosa cannot be lopa.
Right.
And my question is, dosa is not lopa. And everyone knows that dosa is not dosa by what?
By self. Is it?
By the characteristic of lopa and dosa. Because lopa does not have the same characteristic and function as dosa. But it's still thinking about it when there is no awareness. Because one cannot change the moment of dosa into lopa. Because that characteristic of lopa appears, but it's still me. That's why there should be the development of understanding the characteristic of dosa whenever it arises, that it's a reality, just a reality. If there is no studying at that moment, we keep on saying that it's a reality. But whenever it arises, there is no understanding that, oh, it's just a characteristic of reality, just one characteristic.
Achan, I don't understand what you mean, because just now I think those are keep arising, and then of course there's my the studyings. It helped me and see that this is just only a characteristic of, you know, dosa, but it's still there, and there is still a version of dosa, meaning dosa against dosa.
Who is thinking about dosa? Who is thinking that it's dosa? It's not awareness of that characteristic, which whenever there is right understanding, it's not you, but little by little.
So then, Ajahn, do you think that is it too high right now to study Satipatthana, because right now we don't even really understand the banyati or the beginning of it?
It doesn't mean that one keep on thinking that it's too difficult, or I do not have conditions enough for awareness to be aware. That is the moment of thinking again. But just leave it to the development of understanding about realities. Don't expect anything. And then when there are conditions for awareness to arise any moment, it arises. And Panya knows that it arises. That is the Satipatthana, which is different from Sati of the other level.
Ajahn, because lopa is so subtle, it's so easily attached to the idea. So therefore, like, if we hear, oh, Satipatthana is the right way, or the middle way, or the path of the Lord Buddha's teaching, it's like an attachment, automatic, it attached to the idea that, oh, okay, that's the way. And then, you know, it's still not the right thinking.
Yeah, it's thinking again. Because no one can stop thinking. But there are two kinds of thinking, right thinking and wrong thinking. So by understanding the characteristic of Satipatthana, that can be conditions for sati to arise. For example, at this very moment...
So I think advance of the bird.
Yeah, there is sound. And usually the concept, the thinking about that follows instantly. But if it does not think at that very moment, it can be the moment of studying, or just arise after the sound and then knows that it's only a reality. It's difficult, but it's possible. For example, touching. Hardness is there. Usually we forget. And then there is the thinking about concept follows instantly. But if there is no thinking about concept, hardness is still there. And the understanding begins to develop by knowing that it appears only at the point of touching. What you take for your body in your mind, now like the body is sitting, the whole body is sitting, but the whole body does not appear at all, never appear, because it's only thinking about the whole body, the position of the whole body, but it does not appear.